will call.
Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real.
By the telly, the venues in Manchester, just swerving with Balotelli. The fuck you trying to tell me? Bothers me when you gotta play therapist. It's embarrassing to even bring up these things and make the comparison. They just gotta forgive me. This watch is a 150. Still ain't got the time for a shit to be acting iffy. Running through the city with niggas, I give a kidney. Selling under 150. You niggas gotta be kidding. Is this even still a discussion? Don't you ever wake up disgusted? Every million I gain an enemy or a cousin, and people's feelings have changed ever since I became something. Girls are becoming ladies, and my friends are having babies, and babies are dropping dead in my city. This shit's crazy, and I don't know if speaking on it helps. This shit's on my mind, I just keep it to myself, you know?
Can't you talk to me?
Go for you, we a match made in heaven. I'ma stand right by you. Why you saying?
that thing and represent. Get on that thing. Get on that thing. Get on that thing.
Watch how I put it down.
Put it down like, I only know you can do it. And I'ma hit every single one of your spots. There really ain't no need to walk me through it. But you can talk me through it when I'm asking if it's mine. Cause I'ma be your motivation, just trying to see if you can break my f***ing spine. I'm so attracted to the way you carry yourself and keep your composure. You a lady in the street, but behind closed doors, you a f***ing soldier. A brother would never know, that's how you like it, huh? But that booty pack a mean punch and I'ma spike it, huh? While you say. You're incredible, edible, unforgettable body. You're so angelic, cool, a rebel with a cause. Speaking in hypotheticals, could I marry you if I wanted to? I'll take you how you come and just learn to live with your flaws. Even though it's not that many, you give me that good and plenty. Then I walk around all day grinning, my mind and body are gone. That JJ so sublime, throw it in the air, return to sunshine. You make me wanna call the crib and say I'm never coming home. Lose. Why you playing?
Hey, good evening.
What up, what up, what up? Hey, what's good in Delaware tonight, Toby?
Not much. Usually isn't in Delaware.
Hey, Delaware got to be some kind of proud of Crazy Joe, though, because, you know, hey, Uncle Joe, he say some of the wildest stuff. Now, the, you know, recently when Joe was in Virginia, he told the NSU group, and, you know, that's my alma mater out there, Norfolk State University, he told the folks out there that Romney was going to put him back in shackles.
Right.
And, he told a group yesterday that the young gun, Paul Ryan, you know, he wrote a book with two other politicians, and they called themselves the Young Guns. So our vice president, Mr. Joe Biden, responded to somebody talking about the guns. He said somebody in the crowd made a comment to the about the Young Guns, and Joe said, yeah, and the guns are pointing aiming right at you.
Oh, not
so,
at
Joe is talking about Ryan is going to shoot, trying to shoot people. Hey, he just says whatever comes to mind. Joe Biden says, "We love him. We gotta love him for that."
Yeah, most definitely. Did you guys get to watch any of the? I know I'm going to mess up the name of it, but it happened in New York. And it's a dinner that they have.
I've been looking at the clips from that like all day, which I thought was pretty cool. It's an annual dinner that includes a roast that CeeLo is talking about for a major fundraising effort in New York City that's held annually for the presidential. I guess every time, I don't know how it's annual, but I. All
no, it's not for the president.
Always involved, right?
It's for the it's for the Catholic church. They have it every year, and they try to raise like, you know, $50,000 every year, whatever, or more.
Well, I think they raised like $5 million, is what I understand.
Yeah, I left some zeros off, huh? But well, yeah. So they're raising money for children though, and. They weren't surprised. Everybody, you know, was surprised about, you know, how light they were towards each other, which, you know, like I said, I watched it, so I got to see them, you know, in full motion. And at first I thought, I was like, wow, is this a roast? And then because they were just, you know, Mitt Romney spoke first. And so, but he talked about himself as well, joking.
It was pretty cool. To see the flip side of such a serious debate the other night, in which they was really, you know, going at each other toe to toe, to see them in an environment where, you know, they were able to laugh at each other and laugh at themselves, I thought that was crazy cool. So
right, and the fact that they shouted each other out as men and fathers and, you know, family men, you know, both of them stating that. You know, that outside of their differences in politics, that they both respect each other as family men and as fathers. So that was pretty cool, too.
No doubt. Man, I can tell you what. I've been watching CNN, and what is hands down most important, I know it almost sounds like rhetoric, at this point, but folks, you gotta vote. You gotta vote. You gotta plan to vote. This is like a very serious election, and probably one of the most serious in our lifetime, because we're talking about moving forward, or we're talking about going all the way back, which is a major problem at this particular point in the game.
Right, because the thing is that we're not just voting, getting out here voting for ourselves. We're voting for ourselves and for our parents and our grandparents, and you know, because it's not just the younger generation that's going to be affected. It's the older generation is going to be affected the most because of the programs that they're talking about cutting. You know, so it is very important, even because this is the, you know, the president's hopefully his second term. And be his last term, you know, unless something else happens to keep him in office, you know, longer. So, yeah, it is important. Because do we really need that Republican rule right now? We just don't.
No, definitely not.
Because, I mean, President Bush put in things that, you know, put things in place that, honestly, regardless of what either candidate is speaking of, you know, we get three more presidents from now, they're still going to be cleaning up Bush's mess. So it doesn't, you know, in that respect, it doesn't matter who gets in. You're still going to have to, you know, clean up Bush's mess for the next 25 years. So.
Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about what's in the news with the Boy Scouts and a major report that that they're talking about, which I think is pretty crazy. It is 9:16. We'll be right back after this. Entertainment National.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people want to kill their sorrow. Some people want to fit in with the popular, that was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, play, watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most, and someone said to me,
why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Frank.
Live, DM, DM.
Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us this Friday evening. It's about 9:20 here on the East Coast.
That's right.
Friday Night Cypher, wrapping it up for the week. How'd y'all's week go?
Long for me, but good. Man, I took 40 kids out to Universal Studios last night, Orlando, Florida, to Halloween Horror Night. Got back about 5:30 in the a.m., so I was exhausted, but it was a lot of fun out there. Big up to the Tampa Bay Academy of Hope.
You're better than I am. I don't think I'd be able to do that. Don't like kids that much.
Oh, man. It's real cool because a lot of the kids that we serve have never, you know, really been outside of the community, never done anything like that, you know, so it's awesome to go out there and provide the experience. Folks, thanks for rocking with us tonight inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, we just trying to make sure we keep you politically stimulated because we got about 18 days, you know, counting down to 17 days before you have to make a decision. And the issues on the table are voting, you know, your right to vote is really under attack, whether you know it or not. So voting rights are on the table with key issues. Unemployment, you know, shrinking black jobless rate is the priority, and not just, you know, the black one, you know, but I'm just most concerned about that one right now. But I think, you know, unemployment overall is an issue. The economy, finances, unemployment, taxes, you know, civil rights, affirmative action. People don't even talk about affirmative action anymore, but it's still a major issue in America. And racial profiling and also key issues, talking about civil rights, education, academic performance, specifically amongst minorities, is a driving issue. You know, we got to step it up. Healthcare, you know, Republicans want to replace the Affordable Health Care Act that's in place right now. We can't let that happen. Criminal justice, social problems, you know, I mean, in these tight economical times, hey, people got to feel more safe. We need to make sure we keep these social programs in place. Let me tell you something. If Barack Obama, our 44th president, does not get a second term, the next president is going to be done with your social programs. You got to know that. Criminal justice, foreign policy issues also. These are talking. I'm talking about these are key issues that are on the table this presidential election. Man, does any of those issues stick to any one of you closer than the other? Because I'm sure we all are impacted by all of those issues. But any one issue more important than the other?
Well, I know one thing that should. The women's issue really stands out because it's why. Why should the government have such a hand in a personal decision?
The what issue? I'm sorry.
The women's issue, like with the abortion.
Healthcare.
And, yeah. But it's not just about the healthcare because Mitt Romney's plan, they want to be able to turn over Roe versus Wade. I mean, it's already been challenged.
Well, it's also a civil that it comes down to we also being a civil rights issue.
Right. So it's like, why should the government have such a hand in a personal decision? I mean, now I don't agree with women terminating a pregnancy at the very end, you know, like 7-8 months pregnant. But then for other people, you know, you never know when they find out that they're even pregnant, you know. So, but I think that should be left up to the person, the individual. Some things government shouldn't have a hand in, period.
Yeah. On Monday, we're going to talk more about Medicare. We hear a lot about Medicare, but I'm not sure people really understand what Medicare really is, what it really is about. It's not just a fund that the government, you know, manages. You know, it's administered by the U.S. federal government, and it's been administered since, like, 1960-something. And it guarantees access to health insurance for Americans aging 65 or older. And so this is the deal. It may not be important to you now, but let me tell you something, specifically those who already have health issues. You know, 65 is going to be here before you know it. And
right.
Even if it doesn't really matter to you, you should be thinking about your mother who may be, you know, there or getting close to it. I know my mom probably has about, you know, 10 more years and she's going to, you know, be qualified for Medicare. You know, I got a lot of years, you know, about 30 at least, you know, but, hey, I want to make sure the money is there. We got to pay a little bit more attention to what these dudes are talking about and the changes that they're talking about making, because just like the government has gone bankrupt and they took a bailout to rebound, you know, other industries, we don't want Medicare to go bankrupt. And there's an opportunity to stop that, and guess what? The difference in leadership is going to make all the difference in the world. Romney versus Obama. I like President Obama's new term. You know, he threw out there today. I heard it for the first time. Romnesia.
Right.
Like Mitt has a lot of Romnesia when it comes to some of these issues. And folks, we don't have time to play games with people that have any type of amnesia, let alone Romnesia.
Right. We also have a caller on the line too.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's see. Caller, thank you. 704-4716. Tell us where you're calling from and what's going on.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
Caller.
All right.
Yeah.
Yo.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Tell us your name. Where you calling from? What up?
Yo, what's going on, Tim?
What's cracking?
It's your man Vano. This Chris Vano Elliott.
Hey, what up, bro?
What's the deal? I'm out at St. O homecoming, man, enjoying life, man.
Hey, that's what's good, man. Vano. Hey, Chris,
yeah,
Chris
man.
Elliott.
I'm out here pushing. I'm out here making it happen, man. I'm pushing the brand, man. People
hey,
loving it,
good,
man.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. That's what's good, man.
What's been going on with you?
Hey, we just trying to wind down this week, man, get into this weekend, talking about this big election coming up, you know, encouraging people to get out to vote.
Yeah, you definitely got to do that, man. You know, everybody definitely got to get involved in that. It's only right.
Hey, it's only right, man. It's only right. Take a position. Make a decision. Hey, so what you got out there for the people, man? You beating the streets with the fresh hoodies.
They love it. They love it out here, man. You know I'm a living legend out here, man. First team we ever won the CIAA, 1997. So they definitely loving the gear too, man. So
yes,
we got the hoodies. We got the track suits. You got to check out the site, people. All the listeners out there, you got to check out Vano Clothing. Got some big plans, man.
Hey, drop it on them, man. Website, Facebook, all that. Rock.
Yeah, definitely. VanoClothing.com. Check it out, people. It's exclusive. Got female tracksuit with some exclusive hoodies, male, female, unisex pieces. You got to check it out, people. It's real exclusive. Vano Clothing. Check it out. It's real hot. Got some real big plans. Real talk. So, y'all got to keep your eyes open for Vano Clothing.
Vano Couture Clothing. That's my man, Chris Billy Elliott. Yo, it's 9:29. We'll be right back after this. See you, Mama Radio Live.
It's wherever you want to go.
Just riding to the music. This is how we do it.
Swallow what's on the menu. That money trouble up when you get it out of state. Need a new safe, cause I'm running out of space. L. Ray Jetson, I'm somewhere out of space. In my two-seater, she the one that I would take. We
vibing to the music. This is how we do it.
Pull up on the block in the drop top chicken box. Mr. KFC, BVS is in the watch. Living fast where it's all about that money bag. Never front, you take it there, it ain't no coming back. Top down right here is where she wanna be. That's my goals unfold right in front of me. Every time we fuck our soul, take a hold of me. Addicted like Boogie, that pussy be controlling me. That thing keep calling. Fuck maintain, boy, I gotta keep bowling. Pink bottles keep coming. James Bond, coupe, pop, clutch, 100.
Vibing to the music. This is how we do it.
Click, click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, click, click. Records to Louis, ate breakfast to Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in pairs, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where Tiki lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. Speedboat swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, she's screaming like he's Elvis. But I just want to design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian. Like Bar Raffaella, Giselle, no, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now as you look at my life, I guess he's talking backwards. What's with my click? Ain't nobody fresher than my mom click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. And all these bad, bad folk
radio. Yes, it's the Friday Night Cypher. Thank you for joining us.
Real talk.
If you just joined us, we got 20 minutes left in the show, and you can check us out on the podcast. But tonight, we are recapping the week in entertainment, news and politics, and when we left off, we were just speaking across the panel how we're affected by, you know, these changes that are on, you know, on the table right now. Toya, is there anything that you're affected by?
Well, everything in the election. I mean, even though some of the things that are being brought up right now, like TM said, when it comes to different things like Medicare, Social Security, you know, if things are changed now, there's no guarantee that they'll ever be changed back, depending on what parties are in office, who ends up being president in the long run. So, I mean, people need to think about how big the election is. You know, changes can be made now, and it may affect us a long time from now, years down the line. So I think people really need to pay attention to that, especially when it comes to things like Social Security, Medicare, even when it comes to things like women's rights, pay attention to especially what's going on with education. For us to have kids, I mean, that's a big thing. Education, when it comes to college funding, grants, all of that.
Yeah, definitely.
You're absolutely right. And the thing, too, is, like, you know, it affects me with the disability portion, you know, like the Social Security disability, you know, that could be affected for me. And even though I'm in my, you know, 30s, and a lot of people don't even think about having to deal with that early in life, you know, that's something that's very real for me, you know. And I don't have 30 years until that happens. That's my right now, you know. So, yeah. This election is important in more than one way to me as well. I think Mr. Elliott is on the line with us. Mr. Elliott, is there anything that affects you more, you know, one way than the other? It comes down to what's on the table between the president and Mr. Romney.
I'm out here saying all whole cover. I'm not really. You got to understand what's going on, people. People, this is St. Augustine's first whole cover ever. This is history. St. Aug and Shaw University, first time ever in the history of these people are playing each other in the right. This
hey,
is
I wish
Aug
I was out there with you.
Right,
I wish I was out
mind,
there, bro.
My mind is going on right there. The festivities, the love is being shown, the volume closing. People, we must understand what is going on. I'm out here with my man, Little T. You know, you got to understand, I'm running across people that haven't seen it in a minute, man. It's a good feeling, man.
That was fun,
how
man.
How super precious our life is. See y'all later, man. Let us know what's going on out here.
Yeah, what's going on? Where? How y'all doing? How y'all doing, man? Hey, what's good, man? Thought I'm driving the ball out there.
Yeah, yeah, man. We loving it, man. We loving it just out here enjoying ourselves, brother.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Shoot, man. Hey, man, wish y'all was here, man. But I like the way you came out for a while ago, man. You know, because it is affecting us, man. And, you know what I'm saying? Everybody who can vote, y'all gonna vote, man, because we need that, bro.
Hey, no doubt, man. I mean, it's not a game. You know, it's not a game. We can't sit on the sidelines. We got to make a decision either way. So, hey, y'all be safe out there. And, hey, don't do nothing that we wouldn't do.
I know that's right.
You know. Hey, it's 9:42, folks. Hey, I'm looking at a couple of tweets. Hey, Sean has ended the truce with Diddy. Finally, did y'all hear that this week in entertainment news? That's one that needed to be buried a long time ago. So glad to hear that, Sean. People are like who is Sean? Sean was an artist that was signed to Diddy. Years ago, went to jail over a situation. Actually, went to prison over a situation. He felt like Diddy, you know, did him dirt ball, and so now he's out and they made up. So hopefully, Sean can get a couple records in the deal.
Well, you know, Sean, I think I remember reporting on that last year. Sean actually converted to Judaism and was supposed to be coming out with an album with. What is the other Jewish rapper? Oh, my gosh, I cannot think of his name. He was supposed to come out with an album with this Jewish rapper. Yes, because he had converted. So I wonder what the album is going to sound like now.
Not sure. But hey, let's get into some music. It's 9:42 in New York City. It's TM Hollow Radio Live. Back in a moment.
Moving on.
Just brand it seemed I had it all. That's what they thought. But I was feeling like pain.
have someone who loves me for me. There ain't no replacement.
It either is or it ain't.
That's called Wildest Dreams. That's that new Brandy, Friday, October 19th. T.M. Hyman Radio. It's the Friday Night Cypher, your hip-hop informer. It's 9:47, got like 12 minutes left in the show. Coming to you live out of Tampa, hanging out with CeeLo, live out of Charlotte, and Toya, live out of Newark, Delaware tonight. My man Chris Billy Elliott hanging out live in V.A., somewhere in V.A., somewhere out there in V.A. That's the CEO of... I always make it a instead of a O. Vano Couture Clothing. Yo, he got hot pieces too. Don't front. If he's still hanging out with us, he's gonna give us the website one more time so that y'all can log on and just hit him up, buy some of the pieces, support the gear, cause it's like that. One more time, bro. Website or CeeLo, if not, go ahead and drop the website and Facebook.
Okay, well, the website is vanoclothing.com. Oh, hold on. Yeah, it's www. Hold on, he's on back on
people.
Air.
Yeah. Yes, I'm back in business, people. I'm back in the air. You can definitely find out where it's at, vanoclothing.com. Check it out, folks. You got some hot pieces, hoodies, some female tracksuits, long sleeve, short sleeve. Check it out. It's real exclusive. All eyes on you at all times.
Hey, a lot of different colors, too. A lot of different colors. He got options for you. So definitely log on, check him out. Don't front. Support black people doing positive things. And just support people in general doing positive things. We just love black people on the show. Got like 10 minutes left. Toya, live out of Newark, Delaware. Hey, Toya, I know you kind of be laying low, but what's the hot spot in Delaware? If you want to go make it happen, what's that spot in Delaware?
Yeah, so there's no hot spot in Delaware. You're going to need to leave.
you don't got to go all the way to Atlantic City, do you? You don't got to go to
and
hit
90. No. Jump on 95 and go to Philly.
Okay.
It's about 45 minutes away. Yeah, Philly. Mm-hmm. You even drive 45 minutes to Baltimore, but it's no hot spot in Delaware.
And really? Wow. Well, I mean, it doesn't sound like it's really jumping.
I mean, there's little places, it's little places you can go have a drink with friends, but it's not like you at a club in New York or Atlanta. Like, there's no hot spot per se here. I mean, there's places you can go, but it's nothing that's, like, huge.
There's a bar that everybody goes to on Friday.
Yeah, it's nothing. I'm not pressed to get up and go out on Friday and Saturday nights. I'll sit right in the house and save my pennies. Drink from my bar in my basement.
Right, that's funny. Hey, Chris, who's winning the game right now, Chris?
He's not on anymore. He dropped off.
Okay, good deal. I wonder who's winning out there. Folks, we appreciate you hanging out with us. check us back Monday, 9 p.m. You can check us out every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 p.m., 10 p.m. We appreciate it.
Yes. I can tell you who's winning that game right now. Mr. Elliott is winning the Shaw game.
There's no doubt.
With us. I know Coop has something to speak on with the politics.
Washington, D.C. in the building.
Yeah, you are. Are you on mute?
I think I am.
All right. Welcome, Mr. Cooper.
What up?
Hello. How you doing, madam? CeeLo Boston.
Thank you very much. I'm doing well.
How y'all doing tonight?
What up, bro?
Hey, not much, man. So, y'all ready for Monday night?
Hey, yes. I'm definitely sitting on the edge of my seat.
Yes, I'm ready.
Hey, y'all know I'm ready, man. I'm sitting here. I've been reading all the little articles and everything, man. You got what's the dude? Tag Romney. talking about, man, he wanted to swing on the president and everything. I mean, how you going to swing on somebody with a name like Tag? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you're in.
Yeah. Hey, they better back up off him. Hey, if you want to jump on the O train, hey, log on to www.barackobama.com. The question is, are you in? Are you in to help this this man get a second term and move this thing forward? Again, www.barack.com. Log on. His wife, the oh so beautiful Michelle Obama, is going to be having a live podcast. So log on to the website and you know, join Michelle, and she'll tell you how you can join. You know, join in on this movement. Man,
you know what?
I can't even imagine a country under the leadership of Romney right now. My mental capacity just
right
doesn't want to allow me to even embrace that.
Barack made a joke last night at the dinner, and he said the question that he's asked the most when he shows up to places is, "Hey, where's Michelle?" We thought they showed up for Michelle, not him.
Right. That's real.
Right. That everybody expect looks like all the other wives just kind of fell back, you know, from a lot of appearances. But Michelle is making her round, so she's
no
so
doubt.
Awesome.
That's what it's about.
Have
you ever heard about North Carolina?
North Carolina. Fill us in.
Have y'all heard about North Carolina? I think I was reading somewhere where North Carolina opened up early voting, I think, yesterday or day before yesterday.
Yesterday.
And the turnout was better than it was in 2008.
Wow.
She had people out, like, sitting at grocery store doors, at the openings of, you know, stores, strip malls and stuff, registering people and, you know, informing them. Because a lot of people that don't get out, they don't know when the, you know, when the voting starts, you know. So I think the community involvement had a lot to do with that.
Well, we got to keep it going because everyone's not as politically astute as they need to be. But I think at the end of the day, when you talk about these issues, these issues are real. And, you know, some of these issues are impacting us all. I mean, I know when you think of just, you know, healthcare alone, the fact that, you know, this new healthcare act has wiped out the whole precondition situation that I think is foul. Because anybody with a precondition, they should have been the first seen. You know, I mean, but the way, you know, the pharmaceutical companies and insurance companies operate, they're raping us. So Obama cares about the people. And so he may not be perfect. He may not have done things as quickly as we want, but he has a mind for the people, the average person, unlike, I think, you know, Governor Romney. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to me. It's like a no-brainer. But people are questioning. People are making reasons to question who they should vote for, and I think it's just a no-brainer at the end of the day when you think of social issues. But that's just me.
Well, at least I'm hearing more so political reasons, or, you know, more so than just the color of the man's skin. I'm glad that that's not the you know, saying the main issue anymore. Now he's a man. He's not just a black man or the, you know, black president or whatever. You know,
right.
It's more about the politics and not his birth certificate and, you know, yeah.
Hold up.
Well, we have 4 minutes left in the show, and I want to thank everybody for joining us. You guys are the best. Thank you for everybody across the world, our listeners.
Hey.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, Iraq and, yeah, Wisconsin.
Definitely. Hey, it is National Breast Cancer Month, and if you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that's been impacted by this, you know, serious issue, hey, do something to support one of the initiatives that's going on in your community. You know, donate. I'm taking a walk tomorrow, downtown on behalf of a survivor of breast cancer. Team Unmask is taking part in Breast Cancer Month. So, again, get in the calls. And if it's not breast cancer, you know, support something.
Right.
Appreciate you all for rocking with us. Hey, Coop, appreciate y'all. Well, appreciate you for always checking in, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah.
Toya, live out of the place where there's nowhere to go.
Right. You are nowhere to go, Delaware.
Nowhere to go but to another room in my house. Woo-hoo. Lisa got something to drink if I need it.
I know that was funny.
Hey, check us back Monday, 9 p.m. Thanks for rocking with us. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Too much light in this window. Don't wake me up. Only coffee, no sugar inside my cup. If I wake and you're here still, give me a kiss. I wasn't finished dreaming about your lips. Don't wake me up, don't wake me up, don't wake me up.
Talk radio show. CM, CM, high.